Good morning. We welcome you to the Master's Call, this telecommunications sanctuary. We're going to get prepared and get ready to hear what the word is going to come forth this morning. Good morning, Father God, on this Miracle Monday, that you deemed it not robbery to wake us up this morning, Father. You might have taken home some of your children over the night, and as they sit on your right hand, on the right side of you, Father, and they sit before you, you didn't find it so for many of us that are here on the call, that it was not our time. So we thank you for that, Father. We appreciate the ability to come on this call and hear a word that's going to come for us. We appreciate that word coming out of one of your children's mouths and from the bottom of their heart that's going to speak the words that you would have them speak, Father. We appreciate the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, that followed through with what you put on their heart, Father, and had this call come forth Monday through Friday. We appreciate the miracle that you will have us in this day as we take each step towards coming closer to you. We ask that you, Father, keep the Artists International family covered. We ask that you touch the hearts of those that may have been missing loved ones. We ask that you touch the hearts of those that could possibly be going through troubled times, Father, that they know that you are there and that they simply need to ask, A-S-K, ask you, Father, for whatever it is that they need, because we already know what it is that we need. The acronyms for ASK. ASK, A, shout, S, and K, knock. That we be able to do these things, Father, in your name, and that you will answer that door. Father God, we appreciate you. We love you. And we have this prayer, we share this prayer in your son's name, our brother, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to greet each and every one of you as I turn the call over to the host.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
And thank you so much for getting up early this morning and greeting each and every one on this call and starting us out with that prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I again welcome each and every caller on the line this morning. And if you would just allow me a brief moment, I'd like to give you a little background on this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God. Co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have a website where all of our messages have been archived, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. Please go to this website when you are looking for a word from the Lord, and you just need to be uplifted or encouraged. Our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hands of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Benita did so wonderfully, or a host as I'm doing now, or God has given you a word to share to the multitude, or you even have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together is a phenomenal company called Artist Life. which was established as Artists International by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. It's that common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best products, as Minister Terrell would say, this side of heaven, to help the world become healthier, excuse me, and wealthier, and it's changing lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to this call, and they would love to share or answer any questions you may have. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or PC Metro customer and having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playback calls? There is a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Please follow the prompts and you will be joined into the call, again, at no charge. So please share this information for anyone that you know that may need it. Excuse me. The New Morning Motivational Call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. It's conducted by a team of great, great leaders that provide vital information to your Artist Life business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Monday, Inspirational Monday. And our very, very own Mother Eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa, will be your host and speaker. So please plan to join that call immediately following the master's call this morning. And get ready, get ready, get ready to attend the Artist Life 2019 Extravaganza in Las Vegas, Nevada, held at the Lexor Hotel, March 29th, 30th, and 31st. Get your tickets now, make your reservations, and plan to be there. And on Sunday morning, we will have a hallelujah good time at our Sunday morning services. And to be a part of that service, if you wish to serve at that service, please contact Pastor Vanessa or Minister Brenda Terrell. But be there. Make sure you are there. And right now, I'm going to get out of the way and introduce our speaker of the hour. Our speaker of the hour is definitely no stranger to this call. She is one of our co-founders. She's a beautiful wife, mother, Gigi, chaplain, a world traveler, a pastor, a counselor, a friend. And as I said before, one of the co-founders of this call in the person of Dr. Pastor P.K. Roberts Patton. She is a wonderful woman that gives her heart and is totally committed to the Lord. She serves his people with joy and zealousness. She is a wonderful vessel that God is using to change the world and inspire others. So without any further ado, she does not like long introductions. Just know that this woman has gone across the world, allowing God to use her and allowing God to be that special in her life. And also her husband, which has been a blessing to her, in the form of Brother Lester Patton, who is also a speaker on this call and a blessing to the many of us. And he has been a total blessing in her life. So right now, I'm going to bring before you our speaker of the hour, Pastor P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there?
I am, Minister Jackie. Good morning, TMC family. To God be the glory. I am so excited about what God is doing in my life. I tell you, we have had such a powerful, powerful weekend, which I'll talk to you about a little later. I thank God this morning for our own Minister Benita for ushering us into our telecommunication sanctuary. We bless the name of Jesus. We also want to thank God for you, Minister Jackie, because you host us with excellence. And thank you for that wonderful testimony. And I'm so grateful that you really know, you know me, Minister Jackie. And I thank you so much. I love up on you, our Silver Fox. I want you all to know that without this particular lady, we would not be here on, consistently she is, persistently she really is, and we love up on her and thank God for her. She's my sister in the Lord. She really, God really connected us for this ministry, and I thank God that she could see much farther along and ahead than of me. And so I thank God for our own Minister Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is a historian as no other. And no, I'm not introducing her to speak this morning. I just want to, every now and then, we need to stop and let people know that we love them. But not only let people know, let them know, but let everybody else know. This is my friend. This is my sister. This is my brother in the Lord. And I will lay down my life for my brother, for my sister. And so, Pastor V, I want you to know that I love and thank God for you. You all, I love and thank God for my husband, who has been so, so supportive this weekend. This weekend, we have been working now for a while, getting ready and preparing for this, for our anniversary. For those who know me, you all know that I don't iron, I don't cook, I don't do any of those things. But for this anniversary, I have you all to know that I was on the ironing board and I was doing a lot of things. But my husband was there supporting me. He has been there, and I thank God. And so this morning when he was just kind of groggy, sleeping on in, I said, sleep today, rest today. You deserve the rest. I thank God for giving me and giving us. Another one of my senior mothers says, God gave us a Mr. Lester, and ooh, I'm so glad. I said, what you mean us? God gave him to me. No, because he gave him to you. He gave him to us too. I believe that this team believes the same, and I thank God for that, that you all love him and have embraced him and received him into the family. Thank each and every one of you for your love for us. Now, let us get right into, how could I forget this? I didn't forget. I just am skipping just a little bit. I started off this morning in another prayer with another prayer group, and now I am here with you. And when I opened up the call, thank the Lord, got on the phone, rather, I heard, I'm here to tell you my heart has been so blessed by the praise and worship that we have each and every morning. And so our songbird out of California, we thank God for Minister Tiffany and also for Minister Sharon. This morning, Minister Tiffany and to the praise team, this particular message is just for you. So be ready to bless us a little bit more, because In prayer and fasting for those breakthroughs, I told you last week that sin will stop you, but I wanted to come back because we are in a time of fasting. We are in a time of newness, in a time of season changing. We want to just go back and talk a little bit more about the miracles that took place through prayer and fasting. And this morning we are going to talk a little bit about praise and give you one of the stories that's just so precious in to me, and many of us preach on this from Acts 16:19-40. Go back and read it, you all. Read it. This is about Paul and Silas. It's such a powerful story about God setting others free through the awesome weapon of praise. Yes, yes, yes. Paul and Silas, let me tell you, were two servants of the Lord who were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And while there, a multitude of people rose up against them, tore their clothes, commanded them to be beaten and thrown into prison with shackles on their feet. Bless the name of the Lord, because during the midnight hour, they began to do what? Sing praises to God. And immediately there was an earthquake that came and was felt throughout the land. The ground shook and the prison doors were open and everyone was loosed. You all, somebody who's listening to me feel all closed in, feel like they are in a prison, feel like things just cannot get any worse. Oh, my God. But I want you to know that you should hold up your head, lift your mind to the Lord, and thank him for what he can and will do for you, just as he did for Paul and Silas. Let me tell you, this is why it happened. My heart is happy this morning. You all don't know. I'm on the verge of tears. You know I'm a bucket when it comes to feeling and knowing the presence of God. But not only did they receive a breakthrough, but there were other prisoners who were also free. Not only will you be freed, but those who are around you, that's why you need to be careful about who you are around. Connect yourself with folks who can pray, who can fast, who knows the Lord. Connect yourself. Get that strength so that when somebody else connects themselves to you who need the Lord, you will have something to give to them. Y'all, that is some good stuff right there. It is easy to praise God when things are going right. Yes, it is. But when you offer God praise during moments of great trial, it really gets his attention. It gets his attention. That is what I call a sacrificial praise. In other words, I may not want to praise you, but I will humble myself. Stop looking at my current situation. Stop looking at how much I am hurting. Stop looking at how bad things may appear to others. And I will still offer up a praise to a holy God. Praise, I have you to know, open doors. There is power in praise. As you fast, as you pray, I want you to also offer up praises. Sometimes you say, I just can't sing in this strange land where I am, Dr. PK. I just can't sing. Well, somebody else will sing for you. Put that boom box on. That's old. I know it's old, but I'm old. It's okay. But to put that boom box on, put you some praises in it, turn it up loud in that house, and let God know that you are praising and magnifying him. Let the devil shake, because the praises will be going forth in the house. And after a while, you'll hear yourself singing. You'll hear yourself praising God. You will hear yourself. I'm again going to say to you, praise open doors. Praise open doors. There is power in praise. I want you to understand that there are sometimes we must give sacrificial praises unto our Lord. There are many stories of breakthroughs listed throughout the Bible. I'm going to just list a few below and give you some scriptures that you can go back, and you all can go back and get this tape. And if I'm talking too fast, and I do believe that I'm talking fast, I feel like it, because this week is moving fast. I'm already into Tuesday trying to pull myself back into Monday because I fly on tomorrow. But listen, let me tell you, there are breakthroughs listed throughout the Bible that's associated with prayer and fasting that will absolutely give you some joy in the midst of your sorrow. Bless the name of Jesus. I'm looking for it this morning. Hallelujah. Exodus 14, 20 through 31 is, there's a great account there that many people still are amazed about, still trying to do research on. Theologians are still trying to explain it to us, and that is the parting of the Red Sea. Glory to God. There's also Daniel and the three Hebrew boys over in Daniel 3, 8 through 18. There is also Daniel in the lion's den over in Daniel, the sixth chapter. There is another listing of the possessed man in Mark 5, 2 through 15. And this one is so good to me. This one I love so much because I'm admonishing each and every one of you to not be as the other nine, but be as the one. The cleansing of the 10 lepers in Luke 17 to 19. You be one of the ones who came back and said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Because so often nowadays, you know what? We look unto God as if, oh, he's just supposed to do this. We get a miracle and sit back and say, we thank the Lord. Yes, it was nice. He brought me through. Honey, there needs to be some leaping and shouting and glory and giving God the glory and magnifying him. And then, of course, there is Lazarus, who was raised from the dead. Y'all, that one was something. I'm telling you the truth. I'm saying, Lord God, you are still raising the dead. People need to understand. We had some walking dead around here. They don't even know that they are dead. Glory be to God. But when they hear the word of God from a powerful man or woman of God who's been on their knees praying, glory to God, and fasting for a breakthrough, oh, you will see. You will see that person's life turn upside down. Let me tell you, on yesterday in our anniversary for my pastor, you all, my pastor is Pastor K. Dwayne Jeters and his lovely, lovely wife and our lady, Kimberly Jeter. Well, you all, there was a woman who came and joined our church not too long ago, not even a year now. I think it was back in November. And her testimony touched my heart. So she says, I am here and I appreciate my pastor and his wife, but especially his wife, because she has taught me how to be a lady. My pastor, because he has loved me and helped me and my family to see and know that there are people who love. Lord, y'all, let me tell you, that's what prayer and fasting will do. And she was very quiet when she came in. We couldn't hardly get her to talk. But now she's talking, and we thank God that she's saying the right things, and that is giving God the glory. Minister Tiffany, I need you to come and give us a praise as I prepare to go into our closing for this particular section on prayer and fasting. And I have an assignment for everybody as well. Minister Tiffany, are you there? Can you come and give us a song of praise so that all of us will recognize how important it is to include praise? I've been talking a lot about prayer and fasting, but the Lord said, come back and emphasize how important it is to praise me in the midst of your trials. Ms. Tiffany, you're on.
I just want to praise you,
yes,
forever,
Lord.
And ever. And ever, for all you've done for me, blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to praise you forever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Praise him. Why don't you praise him? Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody ought to just want to praise him for all that he's done for you in your situation. Just praise him. If it had not come through yet, that's why I wanted her to sing that song right there. Because your assignment for next week, I'm going to be talking and my husband will be with me next week. Bless his heart. I love him. I want you to read James, the 9th chapter. Read all of it. Because some of us have been praying, and some of us have been praying and fasting and fasting and praying and fasting about a situation, and absolutely nothing has happened for us. And we just feel like nothing has happened. And so I want you to read John, the 9th chapter, to help you understand where you are in the midst of your season, your journey, and what God is doing for you. John, the 9th chapter. Thank you, sweetheart. You said James. John, the 9th chapter is where I want you to read. And also, if you get time, just throw in the entire chapter of 2 Corinthians 12. But I definitely want you to read John 9. With that being said, I want you all to know our subject for today. It's praise God for a breakthrough. Praise God for a breakthrough. Add that to your prayer and fasting. We are asking Sister Jackie to come and give us our closing announcement, and we will come back and close you out with the benediction. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And thank you for that word this morning. I will be calling you back after a few brief announcements to give us our closing benediction. Right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this call this morning. We thank you for the speaker this morning. We thank you for her anointing on her life. God, we ask you to bless each and every listener on this call, that they were able to hear with their ears and receive in their hearts, but more importantly, live this word out in their lives. We thank you for this call. We thank you for Artists International. And God, we thank you for your healing over those that are sick and need your healing right now. And God, we thank you for the peace that you're giving those that are suffering bereavement right now. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. And again, we say thank you for being the God that you are. We cover this prayer in your name and in your blood. Amen and amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677#. And please go back to that playback to get those scripture references that was given this morning if you weren't able to get them all. And remember the artist's life. 2019 Extravaganza in Las Vegas, Nevada, March the 29th, 30th, and 31st. It's coming up on us very quickly, so get prepared to be there and join us at that service on Sunday morning. And thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting and seating everyone and opening up this call with prayer. And again, thank you, Pastor PK, Dr. PK Robert Patton, for that wonderful and powerful message this morning. We appreciate you so. And don't forget to go over to the Inspirational Monday, where our very own pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be our host and our speaker. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617#. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617#. You will go over and hear another great word from the throne on high. Pastor PK, will you now come before us and give us our closing benediction?
Amen, amen. I just want to praise you, Lord, for all that you have done, you are doing, and will do for me. Go out and live and have a super fantastic day, my friend. God bless you. Bye-bye.